Listening Library presents A to Z Mysteries, The Empty Envelope, by Ron Roy. Read by David Patu.
The Empty Envelope. Chapter 1.
I got it,
Josh yelled as he raced across Dink's backyard. He leaped into the air, missed the volleyball, and fell in a heap. Dink laughed. You got it all right.
Way to go, Nady,
Ruth Rose cried. She gave her 4-year-old brother, Nate, a high five.
You just scored us another point.
Nate blushed and smiled shyly at his big sister. Josh got up and grinned.
Okay, I'm through fooling around.
From now on, Josh and Dink will rule. Just then they heard a beep.
It's Ruby with the mail, Ruth Rose said.
Josh dropped the volleyball. I wonder if you'll get another blue envelope, he said to Dink.
I can't wait to read what Mother has to say today.
Dink ran to the front just as Ruby waved from her truck and drove away. He opened the mailbox and reached in. He pulled out 2 bills for his parents and a letter in a blue envelope for him. In the past week, Dink had received 4 other letters in blue envelopes. This was the 5th. Each envelope was addressed to D. Duncan, Green Lawn, CO, 06040. But the notes inside were to someone named Doris, from her mother. Dink returned to his backyard. He held the letter up.
Another one, he said. We'll open it, Josh said.
Dink ripped open the envelope and felt inside for the note.
There's nothing in here, he said. It's empty.
Ruth Rose peered into the envelope.
Why would Mother send an empty envelope? She asked.
Dink shrugged.
Let's go in the house. I want to check out the other letters again.
The kids trooped into Dink's kitchen. A covered plate sat on the counter.
My mom made us some sandwiches, Dink said.
Nate reached for the plate, but his sister stopped him.
Look at those hands. Let's wash up at the sink, Nate.
Dink pulled the other 4 envelopes from a drawer and laid them on the table side by side. They all looked the same.
Can I get some juice?
Josh opened the fridge before Dink could answer. Dink just nodded as he sat and stared at the envelopes. The return address on each was O. Bird, 10 Carroll Street, Brooklyn, New York, 11234.
I don't know anyone in Brooklyn, he said, let alone someone named O. Bird.
Dink dropped his eyes to the middle of one of the envelopes.
Hey, look at this, he said suddenly.
He pointed.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?